Greetings and welcome to Lotus FM's special religious program. This evening, Lotus FM, in collaboration with SA Hindu Mahasabha, KZN Inter-Religious Council, We Will Speak Out South Africa, and the Faith Action Collective brings to you a special edition of religious programming on the occasion of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and femicide. And also, in the first hour, we heard from faith leaders from quite a few faith groups. And because of time constraints, we had to carry over our last speaker. It gives us great pleasure to introduce to you Ms. Kogi Murthy. She is the public relations officer of the KZN Buddhist Society. She is also a board member of We Will Speak Out South Africa and a partner of the Faith Action Collective to end GBV. So that is gender-based violence. So without much ado, Ms. Kogi Murthy.
May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be at peace. May we be free from suffering and find peace and happiness. May we cultivate compassion, lovingness, kindness, and mindfulness. May we trust and respect each other. Namo Buddha. Based on Buddhist teachings, the specific context of interfaith effort in KwaZulu-Natal, the Buddhist Society's response to gender-based violence is rooted in a direct rejection of violence, a commitment to compassion, and a practical plan for individual and community transformation. The Buddhist teachings provides a clear, uncompromising moral foundation of opposing gender-based violence. The most fundamental ethical guideline for all Buddhists and everyone in the community is to refrain from killing and committing violence towards living beings, vowing to treat all with compassion and loving kindness. The Dharmapada, a core Buddhist scripture, teaches and reminds us hatred does not cease by hatred, but only by love. Let us move forward with compassion, courage, and collective action to heal our nation. All tremble violence, all fear death. Putting oneself in the place of another, one should not kill nor cause another to kill. This principle of empathy is a direct call to recognize the suffering caused by gender-based violence. Buddhist analyzes points to the three poisons: greed, hatred, and delusion as fundamental sources for all harmful actions. Gender-based violence is seen as a manifestation of those toxic mental states, particularly the hatred born from delusion and greed for power and control. The teachings also explicitly condemn harsh speech, lying, and gossip, recognizing that verbal abuse is a form of violence that can destroy lives. From a Buddhist perspective, the challenges are both internal and within individuals and communities, and systematic. Internal and community challenges, dominance of the three poisons, control, anger, and the delusion of superiority fuel abuse. The fear of shame creates a culture of silence, allowing cycles of abuse to continue. Hence, we will speak out. The lines are open for each other to comfort, console, in compassion and loving. So, my dear colleagues, gender-based violence is not only a woman issue, it is a family issue. So let us speak to each other. Maybe if you're not comfortable in your home space, phone a friend, phone the lines, because we cannot be silenced about what is happening in and around us. It is also like one of our previous speakers mentioned, speak to our sons, our fathers, our male associates, that this is not trust and respect for one another. As a man and woman, as they were created, should be working harmoniously with each other. And due to time constraints, I can see Veena right next to me, ladies and gentlemen, from the Buddhist Society. I, Kogi Murthy, support all our religious interfaith connect and individuals to combat gender-based violence. Thank you. Lotus FM. Yeah. Share the experience. Share the experience.